Welcome back to Nurse Talk, where laughter is the best medicine.
Welcome back to Nurse Talk. I'm Casey Hobbs along with Shane Mason, and we are two of the thousands of nurses on duty today.
Last week, from California to Florida, from the Philippines to Ireland, 100,000 registered nurses joined a wave of actions to call attention to eroding patient care standards in the U.S. and globally that are symbolized by inadequate preparedness for fighting the Ebola virus. The lack of concern for nurses and patients in a world where corporations have taken over our community healthcare has magnified during this deadly Ebola crisis, said NNU Executive Director Roseanne DeMauro.
DeMauro goes on to say that if nurses had not taken to the airwaves, to the streets, and to the legislatures, there would have been inaction on Ebola. Everyone passed the buck. The Centers for Disease Control had no power, and Ebola is the latest in health threats. There will be more to come. Nurses are demanding patient safety. They are heroes. Hospitals should be forced to spend the money on patient safety that they spend on public relations, DeMauro said. Hear, hear. Shane, I know most say that Ebola crisis is over, and why are the nurses still in the streets and still striking? There's more here at play than just the recent Ebola preparedness deficiency, and I actually think it's a crack. You know, you have to strike while the iron's hot. Honestly, this is a fight for the survival of our profession and for direct patient care. It's a fight for unions to survive big time and a thrive in the face of stronger and richer corporations, and a fight for people in this country that still do not have access to quality health care.
So let's listen as DeMauro addresses 5,000 California nurses at last week's rally.
Nurses across the nation are demanding that nurses are protected, the communities are protected, and their patients are protected. I will say this, the Nurses of America, you, the National Nurses United, California nurses, have actually been extremely important in turning the Ebola crisis around. When those nurses in Dallas were exposed to Ebola, that could have been any of your hospitals. That could have been you. And you took to the airwaves, and you took to the streets, and you signed up your neighbors, and we sent 60,000 names on a petition to President Obama. How could the group, nurses, that are the most respected in the country, in Gallupo after Gallupo, be treated with such disrespect and disregard that when it came to a deadly disease, the hospitals didn't do everything they could to help, to put the right protocols in place, the right equipment in place. Instead, they wanted you to have skin exposed, those N95 masks that you're wearing, and think that you would protect them from Ebola. Well, you know what? You stood up, told them, you're not telling me I'm expendable. I'm going to protect my patients. And here we are, and the fight continues. But I think you should take tremendous credit in turning around Ebola. You forced the CDC to change the regulations 4 times. You've done everything that you could possibly do to appeal to the right people. The public stayed with you. The hospitals tried to blame you, just like they tried to blame the nurses in Dallas. And you know what? They didn't get by with it. They're not getting by with it today. Because thousands and thousands and thousands of nurses are standing up here in Oakland, in Washington, D.C., in North Carolina, in Florida, in Texas, in New York, in the Philippines, in Ireland, in Australia, all over the world, nurses are standing up. And if nurses use their power, they can change the healthcare system and make patients the priority. Patients.
And really what she's saying, Casey, is that Ebola is kind of a proxy for an overall condition. If it's not childhood obesity, It's hospital readmissions after congestive heart failure. It's Ebola now, but it's going to be something else next. And there's been plenty of things that we've been dealing with for years now that are preventable that we're not preventing because of the same issues.
Absolutely. And you got to take the issue that is most forefront in people's mind. And Ebola gave us a platform in which to speak, and the nurses have spoken and are being listened to, which is fabulous. She also addressed the pervasive greed that exists in healthcare. Let's listen.
Kaiser Permanente, just to use a current example, had $3.1 billion in profit year to date, billions of dollars in reserves. They wouldn't get hazmat suits. They wouldn't put the protocols in place. They could buy hazmat factories. That's how much money they had. But instead, they basically gambled with your life, with patients' lives, and so did most of the healthcare, if you want to call them healthcare, most of the healthcare corporations in America. It's time to change the priorities. It's time to have Wall Street pay its fair share, to have humane healthcare, to have nurses as decision makers. And honestly, you are the model for the world.
So yes, the nurses are making noise from California to Australia and beyond, which I absolutely love, Shane. Every time I'm in an NNU or CNA event and you're with, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 of your brothers and sisters, it's so powerful. And so powerful when you hear people from Ireland, from Australia, around the globe, because if there's one thing that I love about nursing, it is a global community. And after all, we're living in a global community. And I wish we would all wake up and see that what happens in West Africa happens to us. We're all one. And unless we learn to play nice together and take care of each other, we're going to do ourselves in.
Well, and you even see arbitrary lines just between states. You have states
yes.
that, you know, even in this country, we're divided on who gets what based on legislation, based
yes.
on healthcare conglomerates. And again, one of the things that's great about nursing is that we erase those lines. We treat the community as a global community. We take care of each other and we take care of our patients.
Which is so great. And that's what I want. Universal healthcare. Really, I think most Americans want to take care of each other. I think most people want to take care of each other. Every time there's a crisis and someone puts out a tweet or puts something on the web asking to support some child with cancer or some adult who's had some terrible incident happen, people pony up big time. This is what speaks to us. And nurses speak to us in that vein of, come on, there's a lot of problems with the world, but let's just work together. And we'd love to have nurses at the table. That's the biggest thing, Shane. I would like, when they're talking about these issues in the Congress and the Senate, we should be there. Nurses should be represented.
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone knows what's going on in the front lines, it's the nurses, and to not have them a part of the public discussion means that you're missing a really valuable bit of data. You're missing learning what you really need to take care of the patients as a whole.
It's so very important, Shane. And, you know, I can't say enough for people to get out and vote, because unfortunately, in this last election, we had the lowest turnout since 1942. And people tend to think, oh, it doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference. Look at the states and look what's happening in your home state of Oklahoma and how much they don't support people and they don't give people health care rights.